Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
The hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be.
And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be. The shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here. Once you begin to know who you are, once you discover this power, the perfect essence of who you are, that's in all of us, that's permeating our being, that enable us to be the directors of our lives. It will set you free from believing, I can't see myself doing any better. That you truly can live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, and that you can make it in what are called the worst of times. Tough times never last, but tough people do, and you are tough.
Whatever it is I want, this price is going to get much higher than this. It's going to get harder than this. And I've decided in advance it's going to be difficult, and I've decided in advance to stay in. I'm going to stay in the hunt. I'm going to stay fighting. I'm going to stay busting it. I'm going to pay the price until I get what it is that I deserve.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to win, that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. It takes a decision. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided. At some point, I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am.
And in every family, there's a the one that eventually shows up in a family. They rise up and changes the whole family forever. I'm the damn one. And in your family, you could be the one.
It's you. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. But you know it's going to be hard. But find out what will make it worth it for you. When life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. Why are you here, Les? Because I want to make mama proud of you. Why are you here, Les? I promise my kids I'm going to do for them. I'm going to give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not going to give up. Go back. Go back, fool. Go back. No, no. The people that are running after that dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one. I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
The single most determining factor of the quality of your life is predicated upon your mindset.
The easiest thing I do every year, ladies and gentlemen, is earn millions of dollars. That's the easy part. Speaking of corporations, that was easy to do. Let me tell you what it took me years to do was to believe that I could do it. That's the biggest thing that you will have to overcome. I would go see these various speakers and I would sit back and watch them. And I would start going to the car, be fired up. And I said, I could do that. And my mind then would say, Les Brown, you can't do that. You don't have a college education. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never worked for a major corporation. Les Brown, you can't do that. You've never
had any experience doing things like this before. You don't know the right people. You don't have the complexion of connection. Why would someone hire you? Why would someone hire you to teach them and to motivate them to do something that you have never done? Be practical. Be realistic. Be logical. It can't be done. You have no credentials. And so based upon that, I didn't even attempt to do it. I held myself back. Maya Angelou said that most people go so far in life and then they park. They take some hits. They have some failures. They have some disappointments. And they stop dead in their tracks. I went through a divorce from someone that I love very much. I was embarrassed. Boom. My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. I was hurt. Boom. My best friend was diagnosed with cancer of the liver. Boom. I took a hit. I was diagnosed 9 years ago with prostate cancer and given 2 to 3 years to live. Boom. I took a hit. I parked. I took so many hits. Perhaps that's what Bigger Thomas said. The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experiences of life. Wasn't even dreaming anymore. I didn't even know where I was.
You'll think, this is it for you. And other people will think you're done too. They'll be telling you to give up.
And people you thought that would support you will turn against you. They'll criticize you. They'll tear you down. Your life will be full of darkness, and you won't see a way out.
But when you're down in that hole, I want you to remember something. The only person who can save you is you.
Your job in this moment is to muster up enough strength to push yourself back out of your negative pattern of thinking and into the arena of life once again.
If you spend 30 minutes thinking about the fact you can't do something, I need you to spend an hour dreaming about the fact that you can.
What's the worst thing that can happen if I decide to take a chance on me? People laugh at me? I lose all my money? So, I can come back again. See, my wealth is not determined based upon what I have. My wealth is determined based upon who I am.
That's why I want you to increase your goals dramatically. And I don't want you to ask yourself how you're going to do it. How is none of your business. There's a reason we're told to walk by faith and not by sight. The reason we're told to call forth those things that be not as though they were. You have power in you that you don't even know.
You want to develop an ongoing strategy, a plan of action of self-empowerment.
So you've got to listen to music and speeches that can uplift you. Read books to strengthen your thoughts. Watch movies that fire you up. Because you're going to constantly have low moments where you won't want to keep going. You'll want to just fall apart. So you've got to control what you let in your mind and reprogram it with positivity. If you don't program your mind, life will program you.
Monitor your self-talk and realize that you're more than able. You were born for this, that you have the power within you to live your dream. And as you read and feed your mind with the pictures and the dreams and the words that empower you, it does something to you. It stimulates you. It inspires you. And you say, hey, I can do it too. And you find yourself being competent. Let that drive you to make sure you do your homework, to work hard at developing technical mastery, of covering all of your bases, so that whatever comes, you can handle it.
If you listen to what everybody else is saying, if you judge according to appearances, then you will find yourself constantly being negative. But you want to go to the other end of the spectrum. You want to know some way, somehow, things are going to get better. How? I don't know, and I don't have to know. I just have to have faith and believe that everything's gonna be all right. All I need to do is to know it, to expect it, and to keep on doing what I can, where I am, with what I've got right now.
Start planning and preparing for what it is that you want, because you expect to get it. If you want to come out here and reach your goals and make your dreams come true, you don't want to do it by dragging and doing it casually. No, you want to begin to put out more energy and more effort than ever before. You've got to become unstoppable, because there'll be many things to turn you around. You've got to think constantly on why you're doing it. What are the rewards? What's there for you across the goal line? What are the things that'll make it worth it for you?
My life is worthwhile. Doesn't matter what I've experienced. Doesn't matter about what I don't have. Doesn't matter about what I've gone through. What's important is that where I am right now, that I live life and I experience my life fully. And you owe it to yourself. So when you get up in the morning, that you can look yourself in the face and say, hey, I'm living my life on my terms.
Do you know how many people have had visions, ideas, and huge career moves that they're about to make, and they allowed the word no to stop them?
When you make the decision to do what you want to do with your life, just know this, because the family and the friends in your life do not share your vision, in most cases, they will be the first person to try and talk you out of what you want to do with your life. But know this, only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible.
People that don't have any dreams for themselves, they tend to be dream killers. They'll laugh at you. They'll call you names because they have no dreams. They don't want it.
Most people go through life holding back.
If you get into the habit of just being mediocre, it will become a part of your consciousness. If you get in the habit of giving less than what you have it within you to give, it will begin to reflect itself in your personality. It will begin to damage you psychologically. And you don't want to be a part of that kind of self-destructive behavior. You want to set some high standards for yourself. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop me.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit. Never allow anyone to talk you out of the dream, the vision, and ideas. And understand that for every level, there's another devil. It is the devil's job to create challenges, issues, and conflicts, insecurities, fear, because he wants to put you to a test. But I can tell you now, I put the devil off every day because I just don't stop. And the devil is so mad. This fucking guy, doesn't matter if he gets sick, it doesn't matter what happens to his money or his finances, every time he gets out of his bed and he's on a mission to get it done.
And as you begin to look at your life, decide that you're gonna start working on that dream. You're gonna work and nurture that idea. Now, there will be people that will criticize you. There will be people that won't see it for you. But I say to you, don't let nobody turn you around. You don't need anybody to understand it. You don't need anybody to approve you. You don't need anybody to say, go ahead on and do it. If you get that, that's fantastic. But I say, stand up within yourself boldly and say, this is my life. I'm controlling my destiny.
We all get knocked down in every aspect of life.
You're gonna fall flat on your face. You're gonna be criticized when you come out into the arena called life. You're gonna feel awkward and stupid and dumb sometimes, but it's okay. It goes with the territory.
You got to get messed up sometimes. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're gonna ask somebody for some money. He gonna tell you no. That's just dirt. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you. But you need dirt on you to develop. Because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you gotta have dirt on you to push through something. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed. But that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
And maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over unless you quit.
You have to learn to turn and look at every obstacle as an opportunity.
You gotta get gritty, man. You gotta develop some dog in you.
Life is gonna throw some serious blows, some body blows, and they gonna hurt. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success. No pain, no gain.
Pain has a purpose. Don't go through it, grow through it.
Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. I challenge you to push yourself. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point,
doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left, that's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, the weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. I challenge you to never give up. Never give up. You're gonna be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. Not the smartest guy. But I will work. And I will work hard. I will be up when my competitor's asleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it. And I recommend that you do the same.
People always say, you gotta love the work. You gotta love what you do. You don't have to love what you do. You gotta get addicted to what you do. You gotta be addicted to winning. You cannot work short hours. You gotta work long hours. You gotta work smarter and you gotta work fucking harder. It's the work that you put in, the time and effort, the dedication, the hours that nobody else saw in, the sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted to the result.
At the end of the day, the person that will surrender is the person that didn't work as hard as the other person. You gotta work harder than the other person. So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you saying, yeah, you gotta do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting his all.
If you wanna be great, you wanna be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're gonna be misunderstood by everybody because you're gonna be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. But if you wanna fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you gonna do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who's given blood, who's given tears, you want what they paid for and it ain't free. It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrenders. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you got to be it. It has to consume you.
You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you. And you got to pull it out. You got to climb every
every mountain.
You got to cry if you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. But I know greatness is within you, and you got what it takes.
I don't care what it costs. I will do whatever it takes to win.
I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail, and I will succeed.
I'm speaking to the people who want more, the people who want to be the fucking pinnacle, the people who want to be accomplished, the people who want to make a fucking difference. You guys are going to have to go all the fuck in.
Make if you're going to make it. You've got to be willing to be the outlier. The weird one. Forget about fitting in. Forget about socializing with everyone. You need to stand out. When people don't understand you, you're doing it right.
It's time to stay focused, man.
It is time. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please, let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
While they go party, you grind. While they go spend their money, you go make it. While they criticize and make fun of you, you work endlessly to shut them up with your results. Don't kill them with kindness. Torture them with success. The best revenge is massive success.
If you can focus your mind on it, you can change it. You don't like the way your life is going? You have the power to change it. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be a quitter. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. As long as you decide to change your mind.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. Let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you have been living. You deserve it.
When you commit yourself to do better, that's the moment you start to see real change.
You better be committed or you ain't gonna make it. You have to be committed through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. Commitments don't have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. Your feelings will never cooperate with your dreams. Beat your feelings into captivity, because when you beat your feelings into captivity, that is what discipline is.
The very first level is you seeing it. You got to know what it looks like, tastes like, feel like, because you don't, you're going to compromise.
Find those goals that mean something to you. Write them out. Read them every day. Develop a plan of action. Make up your mind that you have the power within yourself to reinvent you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
If you want it bad enough, nothing's going to stop you. Not fear, not somebody's opinion, not how hard your childhood was, not self-doubt, nothing will stop you.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. In each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels. I want more fucking levels.
You can make every dream you've ever had a reality, but you've got to be willing to stand and fight for it. You've got to be willing to give up your time for it. Give up your peace. Give up your blood. Give up your sweat. Give up your tears. Give every single thing you possibly can to that dream.
And you think greatness goes on sale, but true quality never goes on sale. The only thing that goes on sale is cheap stuff. The real high quality stuff, it costs what it costs. They're not trying to get somebody average to buy it. You got to have a certain amount of money or you ought not to be in here. Greatness costs what it costs.
There is a price tag to greatness. Nobody's gonna hand it to you. You've gotta grind for it. You've gotta stick with that thing for as long as it takes and pay whatever price is required.
And while you're suffering from self-doubt, other people are intimidated by your full potential. If your past self could see where you're at today, think of how impressed they would be.
One of the greatest ways you can overcome self-doubt is to realize how far you've come. Maybe you're not exactly where you want to be, but you're a lot better than where you were. And the key is to wake up every single day, put one foot in front of the other, keep moving, and keep growing.
You gotta have some strong reasons for why you're doing this, because when you get out into the arena of life, you're gonna get your ass kicked, and your reasons will be the only thing that will keep you going.
When the dream is worth it to you, you'll go through hell to get it. Who cares how long it takes? What matters is that if it's something that gives your life value, you'll do whatever's required when you feel that it's worth it. You don't need any guarantees if things will work out. You don't need to know the outcome, because you know that you'll either find a way or make a way. When it's worth it, you exert greater effort, and greater effort releases the creative genius in you.
When you go up in there and you start going at it passionately, and working with it, and working with it, and working with it, it will reveal its secrets to you. And you'll discover things about yourself that you don't know right now.
If you live long enough, a lot of stuff will come against you. And you gotta throw what you got at it. You can't throw what you wish you had. You can't throw what your neighbor had. You gotta throw what you got at it. Don't tell me that you want something if you're not willing to throw what you got at it. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength.
is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. So you got to have that inner strength, that cup strength, that belly strength, that devil-defying come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength that when I can't do as I would, I'm going to do as I can, but I'm not going to stop doing to the best of my ability.
You are excellent. Now stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop taking the hand that they dealt you. Take ownership. If you can get all A's in the class, do it. You don't need nobody to give you $50, $100, no pair of shoes, take you on no trip. You a grown man. Do it because you can. Stop needing a carrot. Stop needing money. Stop needing a trip. Stop needing somebody to give you a sticker on your head. And do it for the pride of who you are. Do it because you can. I don't care what your friends are doing. When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ? I want you to go to the next level and not just be a champ, but show the world what a champion looks like.
The powers that we have will never reveal themselves if we don't challenge them. If we don't put ourselves in a position where we have to use them, put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. And if we're honest this evening, we know that we haven't done all we can do. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life.
Some people are born with extraordinary size, strength, speed, and talent. But without determination, that talent never flourishes.
At the end of the day, talent will not win the game. It is work ethic that will win the game.
No one is born a world champion. The successful do what they must, what they can to be the best, to be number one.
You need to get so busy, so consumed, so obsessed with activity that you don't know about the celebrities that are getting a divorce. Like, who cares, man? Why? Because I'm too damn busy, dude. Your success is going to come from activity, from being obsessed, from being like so into it that you lose track of time.
It is this type of determination that just happens to build tremendous confidence. Confidence in knowing that most likely your competitors are not doing the same sacrifices. Determination gives you that mental edge.
Life is going to test that will every time. Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. People think commitment is just saying, yes, I'll do it, because the environment is right and it's cute. But what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. Meaning when you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you get your butt up in the morning, you do what you said you were going to do anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like sacrificing, you get your butt up and you sacrifice anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like being dedicated to it, you stay your butt dedicated anyway, because you understand what the process will go on to produce later on in your life. And we have to get to the point where we're willing to impose our will on certain things. Impose your will on it. Life will give in to you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give in to you. When it boils down to it, I'm a go-getter and I'm a flat-out go-getter. And nothing will not stop me from getting.
Enough may not be enough. 50 cars might not be enough. 120 might not be enough. I don't know. I'm just telling you that sometimes enough is not enough. And so what do you have to do? You got to dig deep and find more. It takes energy and it takes effort. That's all you need to do to be successful. You need to put more energy into what you're doing than anybody else. So you're getting up at 4 and it ain't working. Get up at 3:30. So you read the book once and then you didn't get it. Read it twice. Read it three times. I don't care what happened yesterday when you got up. If your dream ain't a reality, don't give up. Don't give in. I just want you to go a little harder. Put forth a little bit more energy. Give me a little bit more effort. But don't give up and don't give in. There's going to be some struggles. Are you hearing me? Without struggle, there is no progress. But I'm telling you, you can do it. You can make it happen.
If you're going to make it, you've got to be willing to be the outlier. The weird one. Forget about fitting in. Forget about socializing with everyone. You need to stand out. When people don't understand you, you're doing it right.
It's time to stay focused, man.
It is time. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
You got to come out your comfort zone, because your comfort zone is the deadliest place you will ever be.
You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied.
You might outwork me for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but you ain't gonna beat me over a year. You can't outwork me over 2 years. I'm gonna get you eventually. I'm a dripping damn faucet. I just keep coming at you. I'm too damn tough to give up. Most people half-ass half their life all the time. I knew they were gonna get tired. They were gonna get down. They quit improving themselves. They start sleeping in. I'm not gonna do that stuff. I'm gonna get up early. I'm gonna keep getting wide. I'm gonna stay relentless.
If you want to show me you want to win that bad, pack your calendar. You pack your calendar, that's how you show the world that you want to win, because everything is based off of activity.
It's very hard when you go up against somebody that shows up every flipping day where you sit there and say, take a damn week off, go on vacation. Why don't you slow down for a day or a month or 2 months or 3 months? Please let me catch up. Because hungry people, they're just more urgent than everybody else.
Oh, you don't need to work on weekends. Why do you work so hard at night? Why do you get up so early and do that? Why do you train so hard? Why are you reading all these books when we're out drinking beer?
When you're obsessed, they're like, why are you gonna be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time there? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts.
Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, just be satisfied with what you got? No, don't believe them. Get them away from you. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better.
While they go party, you grind. While they go spend their money, you go make it. While they criticize and make fun of you, you work endlessly to shut them up with your results. Don't kill them with kindness. Torture them with success. The best revenge is massive success.
None of us ever get through this life without heartache, without turmoil.
We're all gonna fail at something. Everyone's failed at something.
Life is a trial, and trials are never supposed to be easy.
Life is hard. It's hard handling the tragedies of life.
when you're working on something and you put everything you have in it, and it doesn't work out, you lose your money and other people's money. It's hard.
It is okay to be scared. It is okay to cry. But giving up should not be an option.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Because when you fail, you get up, and then you fail, and then you get up, and that keeps you going. That's how humans are strong. Failure is an option, but giving up is not.
Find a way. If you believe and you have faith, and you can get knocked down and get back up again, and you believe in perseverance as a great human quality, you find your way.
You gotta have that resiliency over and over again.
You gotta make a commitment to keep stepping up to the plate and swinging for the fences. Every day, whenever you do what you do, swing for the fences. Understanding when you swing for the fences, sometimes you'll miss. Did you know Hank Aaron had twice as many strikeouts as he had home runs? But he kept swinging for the fences. Most times he missed. But when he hit it, he knocked it out the park. When it's your shot to do what you do, keep swinging and keep striving. Change is going to happen in your life. Setbacks are going to happen. But a setback is nothing but a setup for comeback.
The champions, it's not the potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion.
How many of you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I am doing my best? Because if you can, you're fucking lying to yourself. Your job right now and how you execute that job is going to create the success habits that you're going to need down the road. How you do one thing is how you do everything. If it's making fries, if you ain't making the best motherfucking fries every fucking time, guess what? You ain't gonna fucking make it. If you can't sweep the warehouse floor better than the next guy, you ain't gonna fucking make it. Because here's the truth. Losers always talk about how they hate to lose, but they don't do anything about it. But you know what winners do? Winners will do whatever the fuck it takes. Winners will show up and stay late every fucking day until they're winning. Winners will talk to anybody they can that can help them and take the lessons to heart and put them in play. Losers talk about hating to lose. Losers say they hate to lose. Losers talk about how they want to win. Winners do what the fuck it takes. And that means beating the next guy. If you aren't going to work at your job every day and looking at all the other motherfuckers and thinking, dude, I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you, you don't have what it takes. Winners want to be the best. Winners have pride in being dominant amongst their teammates.
All men are created equal. Some just work harder. You want to know what it takes to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. It's what goes on when the cameras go off. Hard work, determination, and grit. You will not outwork me. I will get up earlier than you. I will go to sleep later than you. I will put in more hours than you. I will read more than you. I will grow. I will do whatever it takes.
You gotta eat it. You gotta drink it. You gotta sleep it. Like, it has to consume who you are. And if you're gonna be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're gonna be the apex, you gotta be it, not talk about it.
That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that. You do that. And people know it.
You gotta be it. It has to consume you. It has to take over you. That when I see you without even knowing you, I ought to be able to look at you, and from your ethos, I ought to see you are the best of the best. I ought to know what you're doing without you saying one word. It ought to illuminate from you.
You've got to work on it. When other folk are having a good time, you've got to have the strength of character to concentrate, to read, to digest information.
The stronger your mindset is, the greater your skill set is going to be. Michael and Kobe weren't the greatest athletes, but their mindset is what separates those individuals.
Separate yourself. You playing against other teams and you doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. Stop doing what they're doing. If you stop doing what they're doing, you're going to be a champion. Stop following. No more following. No more doing what everybody else is doing. Set the doggone standards. It's time for y'all to set the standard.
We can't be complacent and we can't take our foot off the enemy's throat. We are going to be relentless. We are not going to give him the chance to regroup. He will not get the chance to recover. We are not going to stop until there is nothing left to pursue.
You've got to do more. You've got to become valuable. You've got to understand that what you get paid to do is the minimum. And everything on top of that is your investment in your future.
Get out of bed, come here in the morning. Going for it, or else sleeping. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. The more you throw against the wall, something will eventually stick. It doesn't stick cleanly in your body. The first step in making a dream a reality is waking the fuck up.
At the end of your feelings is possibly nothing. But at the end of your principle is a promise. And some of you are where you are. If you could be real with yourself, you have gotten yourself in some mess because of your feelings. We are losing control. And it's time for those of you in this room to take control. You've held up your someday. Either you didn't get the right information or you got it. You didn't use it. You're not getting up early enough. I don't know what you're doing. But when you leave, all I want for you is to live your someday. No more playing after today. And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get to a whole other level.
Because the only one that is stopping you is you.
I need you to take control over every single area, and then someday going to be your day.
Excuses are for weak people. If you're going to make it happen, get your ass up and get to work.
No more excuses. No more I'll start tomorrow. No more just this once. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more waiting for the perfect moment. And no more indecision and no more lies. No more weakness. Now is the time for strength. And through strength and through will and through unwavering discipline, I will become who I want to be.
Suffocate your bullshit excuses and go do something.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it. And the harder it is, the better. Make it work. Let's go.
The decisions you make right now is up to you. Take full ownership of your time, of your mind, of your day.
Hard work works. And you know what's great about our culture, y'all? The world's lazy. It's a good thing for you and me. Everybody will talk about it, everybody will post about it, but nobody wants to roll up their sleeves and just go get it. And so what that means for me, I don't have to be the most qualified. I don't have to be the most talented. All I got to begin to do is to apply myself, and by default, I'm going to separate myself from the crowd.
If you set out and you say you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. Because that's your life. You make your bed, you gotta lay in it.
Your life matters. What you do in your life matters. You were born to do something great with your life. You were put here for a reason, which is to make a difference in the world, which is to change your own family's tree, which is to do something great with your life. I promise you, you were put here for that. In little ways and in big ways. And the actions of your life will echo into eternity. The question is, will that echo for you be a whisper into eternity or a roar? And you get to decide based on the actions you take every day in your life, whether the life of you, whether it had a big meaning and it roars into eternity, or whether you play small and you just whisper into eternity. You get to choose that.
There's something in you that says, I'm not going to focus on the general economy. I'm going to focus on my personal economy. There's something in you that says the most dependable hand in the world is the one at the end of your wrist. There's something in you that says always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. You are different. You have greatness within you.
you're going to face some hard times.
You're going to get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? It's called life. It happens to everybody.
You could plan your life to be ideal today, and I guarantee you there will be things that happen along the way that were unplanned, that will look as if they're unfortunate, that will feel as if the world's coming down on your shoulders. But those are also the greatest lessons. Some of the best things that we've ever learned from people happen because they were going through some time of discontent and they said, how do I overcome this? What can I do about it? And there's other people that would have to face that if it wasn't for that knowledge, if it wasn't for that experience. But it's because they did something. They didn't just fall victim to that.
See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
When your day is a museum of disappointments hanging from events that were outside of your control. When you find yourself flailing in an ocean of why is this happening to me? When you get punched in the esophagus by a fistful of life, remember that you will survive. Remember, things could be worse. Remember, we are never, ever given anything that we can't handle. When the world crumbles around you, you have to look at the wreckage and then build a new one out of all the pieces that are still here. Remember, you are still here. The human heart beats approximately 4,000 times per hour, and each pulse, each throb, each palpitation is a trophy engraved with the words, you are still alive. Act like it.
From this day forward, set out to achieve greatness, not by looking for someone to give it to you, but by going through all of the blood, all of the sweat, all of the hard work, by going to work to set your own inner greatness free. No matter what anyone else has said or how anyone else has made you feel before, it's there. So you had it harder than other people. Well, then you're going to have to work a little harder. But trust me when I say you have greatness inside you.
Wherever we are, with whatever hand that life has dealt us, we have the freedom of spirit. We can go through life whining and weeping, or we can have the kind of spirit that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself. You have an unconquerable soul.
You gotta get up to find your purpose. Some of you getting up means, all right, here I am. I got some challenges I'm tired of being quiet about. Others of you getting up means I'm fighting back. I'm going to a doctor. Getting up means I'm going back to counseling. Getting up says, all right, I'm gonna start the medication again. Getting up is, you know what? Maybe I can get a job. Maybe my mission has not been destroyed by my depression. I'm getting up.
It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're gonna get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination, and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you'll begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you've got when you put yourself in that type of challenging situation.
It's very, very simple to get what you want, but it's not easy. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to. Ever. No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you've got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and make another bad choice. And they make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy.
They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average because to be great, you got to keep up. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind, so whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream.
Don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line. You know the human spirit is powerful. There's nothing as powerful. It's hard to kill the human spirit. There's greatness in you. And you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to harness my will. And I'm not going to let anything stop. I deserve this. Working on yourself, talking to yourself. That's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue is going on all the time. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up. I'm in control here. You've got to have an uplifted expression. Watch your body posture. All of these things affect you psychically. Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over. That yesterday was the last day that you were a loser. Like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're gonna play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different, you walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.
I know what you're going through. Countless hours sitting up, thinking if your life will ever get better. Thinking about everybody passed away, just walked out your life.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you're gonna live with. The choice that we have though is either to give up or keep on going. I wanna ask you, what are you gonna believe? Are you gonna believe in yourself? Are you gonna believe everybody else's judgment on you? Are you gonna believe people when they say that you're a failure? No one really likes you. No one really cares about you. People ask you how you are and you say fine, but you're not fine and they'll never know that. There are some times in life where you fall down and you feel like you don't have the strength to get back up. Maybe you have doubt in your life. Maybe you don't know for sure what's going to be happening in the future and it scares you. Maybe you're worried about what people think of you, what people say about you. Just that fear paralyzes you. And I just want to ask you today, do you think you have hope? You see, I will try 100 times to get up. And if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up. And just the fact that you're here should persuade you
that you have another chance to get back up. There's still hope.
I want to challenge you tonight to get up. Some of you getting up means, all right, here I am. I got some challenges. I'm tired of being quiet about it. Others of you getting up means I'm fighting back. I'm going to a doctor. Getting up means I'm going back to counseling. Getting up says, all right, I'm going to start the medication again. Getting up is, you know what? Maybe I can get a job. Maybe my mission has not been destroyed by my depression. I'm getting up. You got to get up to find your purpose.
I dare you to fail. I dare you to take that same class over and over again. I dare you to stop dropping classes like you saw.
See, getting what you know is up to you. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. You change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Your mind and attitude is all you need to be successful. That's all you need. You don't need to be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You don't need money. You don't even need folk that like you. As long as you believe in you, you got the right mindset, you got the right attitude, we can make it happen. I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and you can control your mindset.
Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. Impose your will on it. Life will give in to you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give in to you. Whenever you start, you make sure you finish. If you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on.
From this day forward, set out to achieve greatness, not by looking for someone to give it to you, but by going through all of the blood, all of the sweat, all of the hard work, by going to work to set your own inner greatness free. No matter what anyone else has said or how anyone else has made you feel before, it's there. So you had it harder than other people. Well, then you're going to have to work a little harder. But trust me when I say you have greatness inside you.
Wherever we are, with whatever hand that life has dealt us, we have the freedom of spirit. We can go through life whining and weeping, or we can have the kind of spirit that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself. You have an unconquerable soul.
It can be painful. It will be uncomfortable. And that's where the growth is. When you're stretching out, when you're taking life by the collar, you're going to get thrown to the ground again and again and again. But when you have determination and you know that what you're doing is right, it gives you your life, it gives a special meaning and power to you, you'll begin to discover some things about you that you don't know you've got when you put yourself in that type of challenging situation.